Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1019, The One Word That Will Change Your Approach to Fitness, by Harold Gibbons with markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. Now, we have a bunch of shows in our network to help you optimize your life. To find them all, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Oh, and don't forget, this show is now available 7 days a week, and it's all thanks to you. Without your support, there'd be no reason to do this show 7 days a week. So thank you so much. And I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. The One Word That Will Change Your Approach to Fitness, by Harold Gibbons with markfisherfitness.com. Show of hands. Who's ever skipped a workout? Come on, throw them up there. Well, you're not alone. I've skipped many workouts in my day, and you might be one of the many people who skip workouts on occasion. Perhaps you just heard the words "on occasion" and thought to yourself, ha, that's 75% of the time. Okay, I'm done trying to get inside of your head. Skipping workouts happens when we're busy, tired, and can just work out harder tomorrow. Intensity is sure to make up for it, right? Maybe, but it's not likely. When it comes to working out, the one word that can change your relationship with fitness is consistency. You had to be there. The many physical benefits of exercise never come to be if we're not actually exercising. And the difference between exercising and not exercising isn't actually about choice, but about vision. Dream a little bigger, darling, is the key to consistency. And that's because we become increasingly more consistent as we plan from shorter timelines to longer timelines. If you typically think day to day, think about a week. If you think in weeks, look at the entire month. If months make sense to you, start looking at entire seasons. The longer the timeline, the better prepared we are to navigate the challenges that life throws at us. One of the reasons the program Snatched in 6 Weeks works so well is that it brings a tight-knit group of people together for the most consistent program possible at Mark Fisher Fitness. It's 6 weeks of commitment. Many of our most steadfast ninjas have used this program as a jumping-off point for months or even years of consistency. There are Olympic athletes preparing for the games who have been training for at least 4 years. Could you imagine walking into classes at Mark Fisher Fitness and instead of hearing week 1, 2, 3, or 4, you hear instead, "Welcome to Ninja Essentials. This is week 208. That thought is hilariously daunting to me, but I believe the extremeness of the 4-year cycle illuminates the power that time gives us when it comes to consistency. On a longer timeline, we have more chances to be consistent with our training. This is bigger than Olympic athletes or our super ninjas who have been at Mark Fisher Fitness since the very beginning. This is about each and every one of us. If you're in healthcare, finance, real estate, and the arts, it doesn't matter. Every day we can make the choice to exercise or not, and that's a 50-50 choice. Did you work out or did you not work out? If you schedule it, fitness will come. Planning a workout the day of? That's a challenging decision. Taking time on a Monday to choose 4 days to work out that week? That makes life a little bit easier. Setting a reminder to sign up for a full month of classes when the next month's schedule goes live on the 15th? That can definitely make fitness easier. You can even take it a step further and create a year-long calendar reminder that has a year of workouts. If you know your dream schedule, make it happen. Don't wait for classes. Make that plan happen on your timeline. Why does this matter to me? If you've ever worked out so hard that you were overly sore and skipped your next workout, you could benefit from a longer timeline. If you've ever replaced a gym visit with a visit to your massage therapist or physical therapist, you could also benefit from a longer timeline. Longer timeline equals lifestyle. A longer timeline gives us the unique perspective that moves beyond specific fitness or performance goals and gives us lifestyle goals. It's not about getting abs for the summer or losing those last 10 pounds, but about feeling better in 15 years and about playing with your grandkids. For some hearing this, 15 years away might take you to 80 years old. For others, grandkids might be 45 years into your future. That 15 to 45 year timeline can do wonders for setting a perspective that's truly about long-term habit building and success. What about when life throws you a curveball? Then you adapt. You change your schedule when necessary. You shouldn't skip your best friend's wedding or your mom's birthday or seeing your favorite artist because you're rigid in your workout plan. Move a few days around and carry on with consistency. This is only possible, however, when you have a plan in the first place. It's far easier to move one workout out of 20 for the month if you still have 19 that you're planning on attending. If that's a daily decision, it's a challenging one. Deciding on a Monday that you'll work out 4 times that week, that becomes a little easier. Deciding on the first that you'll work out 16 times that month, priceless. If exercise becomes a near daily occurrence, you've given yourself the gift of momentum, and that consistency of training begets more consistency of training. Consistency is the king, the queen, and the single most important factor that determines your fitness success. Consistency is everything. The action step for more consistency. Pull out your planner. I'll wait. Now, add your workouts. Let's go beyond a day, beyond a week. Let's think at least a month here. For as long as is reasonable, schedule those workouts. If you're signing up for group workouts, plan beyond the month-long cycle and set a reminder on the 15th to sign up for the next month's classes. Setting a plan is of the utmost importance because it can make or break your fitness habits, and that can quite literally add or subtract years from your life. Imagine taking 10 minutes right now to live 10 years longer. That's a strong case for consistency in my book. You just listened to the post titled, "The One Word That Will Change Your Approach to Fitness" by Harold Gibbons with markfisherfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Love, consistency. That is truly one of the most important things when it comes to any behavior change. But let's take this a step further. Let's not just put our workouts in our planner, but block out specific times on our Outlook calendars and on our phones. Consider this time untouchable. No meetings, no phone calls, nothing else can be scheduled during this time. That's because this is your time for, you ready? Get this, self-care. Think of it this way. When you're bathing, are you actively participating in a Zoom meeting? Are you texting on your phone? Are you playing games on your phone? Are you binging Netflix? No. Part of that is probably because it's simply not feasible. But also, it's your time to practice proper hygiene. You're practicing self-care when you bathe. What's exercise? It's self-care too. It's taking care of your body and your mind. So when possible, try not to see your dedicated workout time as a burden or a waste of time. Think of it as your time, time you're spending to care for yourself. Put simply, not a waste of time. So as Harold mentioned in this post, commit right now and make a plan. But if you block out those times in your calendar and stick to that schedule, before you know it, you may just have a new habit. All right, thank you so much for being here and listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.